As the latest scenes in her hugely successful Tell It How It Is parenting sitcom take shape, series creator and writer Helen Leinen talked to Rowan Mantell about motherland, mothering and more.
When her children were tiny, Helen Linehan would jot down scraps of conversations, anecdotes, day-to-day events which made her laugh or roll her eyes or even despair. In the round of baby groups and breastfeeding cafes, nursery drop-offs and eventually the infamous school gates, she found plenty to amuse herself. One day, she pasted the accumulated notes and observations saved on her phone into a document and showed it to her husband. He was immediately impressed, which is quite an accolade when your husband is one of Britain's top comedy writers. Together, Graham Linehan, of Father Ted and the IT Crowd fame, and Helen, who was a Cartoon Network producer before having their children, began writing the script which became the pilot episode of Motherland. "We would sit in the kitchen together and he would be at the laptop and I would try and come up with funny lines," said Helen. At first, she was not convinced it would work. "I stopped everything to have kids and I found the world quite bleak and lonely. And the only thing you have in common with the people you're lumped together with is your children. Postnatal groups, breastfeeding groups, you hang out with these people you'd never dream of hanging out with in a world without your kids. I thought, would I want to sit down to watch this in the evening after having been doing it all day?" Along the way, Graham and Helen collected Sharon Horgan of Pulling and Catastrophe fame, who'd been writing a similar series for the United States with Holly Walsh. "I was a massive fan of Pulling. I was just amazed they wanted to work with us," said Helen. She was also amazed that people would want to relax by watching a programme delving into the nittiness and grittiness of parenting after spending all day wrangling their own families. But from the very first pilot episode of Motherland in 2016, they did. Right now, the scenes which will have mums laughing or gasping in recognition are being pieced together, tragicomic joke by awkward character by shameful here but for the grace of God shortcut. This season, Graham is not involved, instead concentrating on finishing what he has called the real final episode of Father Ted. Pope Ted, the Father Ted musical, 25 years after the sitcom first aired. "We get together and share all our ideas. We just splurge all our storylines out. Then we assign stories to characters. And then it starts to take shape, hopefully," says Helen. "It's our job to try and make it funny and believable. We struck a chord with people." Plots from school fundraising, one-up womanship, through deeply unsuitable emergency childcare solutions, to unacceptably partisan cheering at the non-competitive sports day, are drawn from life. And they haven't had to ramp up the humour and horror. Some of them are too mad to use. They just wouldn't be believable," said Helen. Her first school gates experience came in London, where Motherland is set. But 7 years ago, the Linehans moved to Norwich. "When they're at primary school, you're much more involved. You're in and out of school all the time. I think that's why we're keeping the Motherland children in primary school. The storylines are infinite. We actually try to pull the children out of focus. The show's not about the kids. It's about how kids ruin your life." So, which of the main characters is Helen's favourite? And which is she most like? "I love them all. I think there's a little bit of everyone in everybody. I suppose Julia's the one I most identify with. I think a lot of people would like to think they're more like Liz, but I love them all. I like writing for Amanda. It's great to inflict pain on Anne." "And do friends ask whether characters or situations are based on their lives?" "I haven't got any friends left," laughs Helen. When we spoke, she had just been away with some mum friends and their children, a scenario which sounded worryingly familiar to anyone who watched the episode where Kevin organises a supposedly relaxing trip away, which simply highlights the monstrous selfishness of most of the mothers. "I don't like anything about being a mum. It's all a huge nightmare. I've actually just put my kids up for adoption," she quips. Now her own son and daughter are 12 and 14 and at high school in Norwich. "Graham never really liked living in London. We did live in Dublin for a couple of years and I didn't really get on with that." Then their daughter's best friend announced she was moving to Norwich, and so Graham and Helen Linehan and their two young children followed ITV arts editor Nina Nanar and her family to Norwich. We came to visit them and went camping up at Waxham. Norwich just had this buzz. I booked to see a couple of houses, and a few months later, with the children 5 and 7, we moved. The children went to Lionwood Junior School. It was just like a warm, welcoming hug, that school. It's such a beautiful school, said Helen, who's fallen in love with her adopted city and county. I love it here. The kids love it here. There's even a little Linehan caravan called Charlene at Waxham Sands. After a couple of years in Norwich, Helen set up a business restoring vintage mid-century daybeds, chaise longues, sofas and chairs, much of it from Germany, hence the name Stubenhocker, or couch potato. I wasn't doing anything, she said. My 20s was spent just having fun, my 30s having kids, and then you look around you and decide you have time to consider wallpaper or paint colours. I found I enjoyed interiors. However, she is now leaving Stubenhocker to spend more time on Motherland. Part of the business will move into the post room on Upper St Giles. My writing has just taken up all my time, she said. Commitments Helen will not be giving up are her support of two local charities, helping victims of domestic abuse. Dawn's New Horizons, a support group with a community shop based on Canobie Lane, Sprowston, near Norwich, and Autostella, Latin for Rising Star, founded in Norfolk to empower the working lives of survivors of domestic abuse.